And welcome to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and today we are going to finish up on prayer. We're going to go through a little acronym that I picked up from one of the YouVersion things that I do, some of the lessons, and it's an acronym of PRAY, and it's really good. I use this all the time, and I teach my son how to pray using this acronym, and so we're going to use that acronym. First, I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's listening. I always appreciate it. Visit faithcast.com to discover other great Christian podcasts like this one. Also getting into some other directories as well, so happy to be a part of that as well. And let's just get right in. Let's dive right into the setting. Into this lesson. So first of all, pray, spelled P-R-A-Y. So that's the acronym we're going to use. Okay. First off, it's going to be P. All right. That's going to be praise. And we want to make sure that you tell the Lord how great and mighty He is. That's the chance where you say, "Oh dear Lord, thank you for being so, you know, so gracious." You know, that's where you're going to kind of tell, you know, give your praises to Him for giving you life, for allowing you to stay alive so far, and everything else. So that's that part of it. That's the P, the praise. Without it, even with the Lord's Prayer that Jesus had instructed, it also gave praise right off the bat too. You know, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name," or "how great is your name." So therefore, right off the bat, even his prayer, once again, does praise right off the bat. And so that's kind of where this is a nice thing. Now, this came from the YouVersion. It was a study plan by AnswersBC.org by Bayless Conley. This is the one I used. I'm not going to go into any of the scripture that they used, but mainly just to kind of give you the acronym that I like. So if you want to look that up, go ahead, look up on YouVersion on the Bible app, and it's a great, great lesson plan, a great little thing. So once again, P is for praise, R is for repent, and that's where you need to make right with yourself, humble yourself. So once again, with the Lord's Prayer, you know, repent was in there. You know, forgive of our trespasses as we forgive our trespasses as we forgive of their trespasses. So once again, we repent. That's where we say, you know, "Dear Lord, I know, you know, we fell short. We've, you know, haven't met your glory." You know, that's where you also, if for some reason you have sinned, and you know that you've sinned, this is where once again you're going to repent. So if, you know, "I'm sorry for lying or deceiving, or for you know, watching DC comic movies." I'm a Marvel guy, so that's kind of funny, sorry. So but once again, that's where you repent, and that's what the R stands for. And then A is for ask for your thing with an open heart, and know that it may not come on your time. So that's where you ask. So if there's something heavy on your heart, whether it be a procedure, whether it be financial, whether it be something like that, that's where you would ask, you know, "Dear Lord, please allow me to get through this time," or allow your will be done. Once again, that's where you ask. In the Lord's Prayer, it was in there. So that's where you ask. That's where you're going to say, you know, whether or not, you know, "Please help me through this financial time. Please give me guidance on how to do that." And once again, this isn't going to be where the answer may not be exactly how it came. And that actually comes into the next part, which was why yield to Christ and his answer, and not to become angry when it may not work. So you may ask for financial freedom, and instead you may get fired. All right. And right off the bat, you're like, "Well, that's not even close to what I'm asking for. I was asking for, you know, financial help to help this or to help that." And instead, you find a better job than the job before. So did, you know, God actually answer your prayer? Yes, he did, just not in the time frame or in the manner that you thought. And that's where yield, and that's where your faith has to come into it. So if he closes a door, sometimes he opens up another door or another window or, you know, something like that. So you have to have faith in him in order to get your answer, if that's actually the answer. Now, once again, my son has a tendency that when he prays for things like, and you know, please give me my Nintendo Switch, which, you know, whether or not he needs one or not, that's negotiable. He's 8 and he's got a PlayStation 4 and a couple other things. So will Christ give him that Nintendo Switch? I don't know, but we'll see later on. But you know, when you're asking for financial or when you're asking for health or something like that, be prepared that the answer may not be the answer you're looking for. You know, sometimes staying alive, especially if it's a cancer or something like that, you know, the person may, you know, you may want them to stay around and stay around, but, you know, it may be for that person's best interest or for everything else that maybe they don't continue to live on, and they can use that death as something else. So I don't want you to think that just because your friend didn't survive cancer or your friend didn't survive something, it wasn't because, you know, God just chose that time, you know, well, I'm not going to listen to the prayer, or that person, maybe there's a reason why, you know, obviously there's a reason why. God knows the reason. We just don't know it. And eventually we will, hopefully, know what his reasonings are. But this little prayer acronym is great. I love this acronym. It's very easy and very simple to use. So, you know, once again, P is for praise. So, you know, you just want to praise him. R, repent. A is to ask. And then Y is to yield. So what a normal prayer, you know, there's some people, and once again, we've been through this in the series. There's not a necessarily you need to be long-winded with your prayers. You don't need to go on for hours. You don't need to cry and weep and all this other stuff. Remember, that was in some of the scripture that we read in the past few weeks. So a quick little sample would be, you know, so pray. So it'd be like, you know, dear Lord, thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for allowing us to live this day and have the food on our table. Please forgive any transgressions that I've done against you, not knowing. I ask that you bless this table, or I ask that you mend, you know, so-and-so's heart. And then the yield part is not necessarily anything that's going to be said. It's not like you and I yield to you, or, you know, I wait for your response or something like that. And then, you know, obviously, you know, in Christ's name, amen. And that's a typical quick prayer. I'm not saying you can't go long-winded, because to be honest, there's a lot of times where, you know, I'll spend, you know, lots of minutes. I know for Fight Club, we've done 30-minute prayer. And that's nothing to say to take away from the 30 minutes that we did, because it's a good stress reliever too to pray. So sometimes it's nice to just sit there and go long into a real good spiritual. But for somebody who's new to praying, this is a very good way of kind of kicking the dust off of the whole prayer, getting used to praying, and not having to feel like you're under a microscope. So as long as you can remember prayer or pray, praise, repent, ask, and then yield, and you are set. That is by far the easiest prayer you can do. You follow these simple guidelines, you're good to go. So what we're going to do, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to kind of look at some of the scripture that kind of also talk about this, and then we'll wrap it up. So I will see you right after this commercial break. All right, and we are back with Small Town with Matt Gaff. And, you know, we are talking about PRAY. And so we use the acronym PRAY, and that's P for praise, R for repent, A for ask, and Y to yield to his will. So let's go kind of look and see some of the scripture here that goes over this as well. And then We're going to go with Matthew 5:44. It says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." So, you know, in this series, or in this little building block, foundation building that we had of our podcast here, you know, prayer is extremely important. And right here, you know, Matthew's saying you need to pray for those who persecute you. Pray for your enemies, mainly because if they're persecuting you, then obviously they're not of, you know, Christ, because quite frankly, that's not something that you don't persecute someone else. We wouldn't persecute somebody. We pray for people, but we don't actually persecute. Luke 5:16. "But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." So if you get that person who says you don't need to pray every day, you don't need to pray between meals, you don't have to or pray before a meal and pray, you know, at night, or pray throughout the day. Well, it says here Christ or Jesus himself often slip away to the wilderness and pray. It's not every once in a while. It's often. Well, often can be a lot. I mean, it doesn't say a lot, but often. I mean, how often can that be? It's not daily. That would even be more or less. I mean, often is more. And we know that he did. We have many times where it said that he would. So it's, once again, you know, prayer is essential to anybody in the Christian faith. Jeremiah 29:12. And that is, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." So prayer is when we actually have that communication with our Heavenly Father. When we pray, that's when we get a chance to talk to him, express our feelings. Now, you can say, well, doesn't he already know? I mean, he is all-knowing. And that's true. However, sometimes it makes us feel better when we express our love or our needs to him, because it feels like it's a two-way street. We can get that inner peace from his guidance and everything. So prayer is very important, whether or not you view it as necessary or not. It is, and it's clearly in Scripture says that you need to. Matthew 14:23, it says, "After he had sent the cowards away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone." So, once again, Matthew's talking about Christ. After he sent the people away, he went and prayed by himself, and when it was evening. And so, once again, we've got multiple documentations where Christ himself prayed to his Father, and that's where we also need to be praying to our Heavenly Father to get the guidance that we need, to get our weight of our shoulders off of us from our heavenly, or from our earthly bounds, per se. So if you start having a lot of, you know, anxiety, or you start getting a lot of things, that's when you need to lift it up in prayer. First, it'll relieve, you know, stress, because you've given that stress to your Heavenly Father, which is where it should be. And you've given it over to him, which is what he's asked us to do. So as long as you pray, that's where you get that movement of wants and needs and everything else, in the form of nice relaxation too. You know, like I said before, we've had assignments in our men's ministry where we've prayed for so long, not to bolster, but to be cognizant of him. Our assignment was to, you know, find an empty room, or find a place where we have peace. So once again, too, there's in the Bible where it had mentioned, do not be boastful in public. So it wasn't like our assignment was saying, go to Walmart and pray in front of checkout, which if you've been in checkout, you've been praying anyway, because those things are slow. I'm telling you, I pray every time we get up there, please, Lord, let this line go fast. And apparently I don't always get it right, apparently. So I guess I need to praise a little bit more, and then yield to his patience that he's trying to distill in me. But what you do is, you know, we'll do like a half hour prayer, But what we'll do is I'll go down here to my basement, which is where I record. It's quiet. There's not a lot of people. Well, there's no people. It's just me. And, well, if you notice, I have I'm a Star Wars fan, so I have my little baby, the child, here. So that's about it. And my son's guinea pigs. So when I pray, it's not in front of a large crowd. It's to myself, and that's where I talk to God. That's where I talk to Christ. That's where we have our conversations, where I can vent from the day. I can repent for any transgressions that may have happened, because it does. You know, you can get angry. You lose your temper. You can say things that you don't mean. You can do things that are selfish, and so you just need that little bit of repentance. So Christ, like we studied last week, you know, he said we needed to do it with a humble heart, to pray in hiding so as not to be brash. And so that's where, you know, you do that quick pray, you know, praise, repent, ask, and then yield. You don't have to go into great detail. And that's what's the beautiful part about prayer. It can be as simple as you want. Christ, like we talked about last week, gave us the prayer that he suggested that we pray. Here's again is something else. You don't always have to say the prayer we learned last week. That's good, especially if you don't know a prayer. But that's not going to cover everything that you feel like you need to give to Christ or to God. And so that's where this prayer in itself would help. So we're going to kind of do that. Now, as far as our whole series of building this foundation of what I deem is important about Christ and God and our relationship, you know, that's, I think this is a good stopping point. We learn to pray. We learned that prosperity is not the answer. You can pray for, you know, financial help if you want, but there is no way, no reason why you would need to give money to somebody in hopes of that multiplying. There's no reason for it. There's no place in the Bible that says that. Not money. That is not talking about money. And we, like I said, we've discussed it. So if you want to look, listen back to a few episodes behind, in the past, under prosperity, we kind of go over that. But once again, this prayer is important because it talks about repentance, which we know we need to have in order to be saved. We need to repent for our sins in the past and for what we will and have done in the future. So, you know, when you get to somebody who says, I'm a Christian, I believe in Christ, and that's as far as they go, that's our warning signs. We need to know repentance. We need to know about that. We need to know about grace, forgiveness, and that there's no real prosperity. They shouldn't be asking for money to support themselves as far as a business or anything like that. If they're asking for a grand, that's you know, it's one thing to give to a ministry in order to support it, but there's no reason to be asking on a constant day of, please give me this, please give me that. There's no reason for that. So that's going to wrap it up. Once again, if you have any questions or want any prayer requests or anything like that, look us up on Facebook under Small Town with Matt Gaff. You can email me, smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. Make sure you tell your friends, tell your family. If you like the podcast, once again, it's weekly on Monday. So I look forward to that. We're opening up into brand new markets, and so we're going to have a lot more people in our small town, which is great. Our small town is getting a big town, so that's perfect. So until then, I will see you, I will talk to you next Monday, and have a great week.